Let's go east of the Rockies. You are on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
All right. Go ahead.
It was mentioned earlier that ghosts can follow you home.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if they could follow you from overseas. If so, can they get back to where they originally came from? And is there anything you can do to protect yourself so they don't follow you?
How do they attach themselves? Can that happen, and how far can they go?
Good question. My experience is that, yeah, they actually can. And, you know, there's no real time or space where in this transitional realm. So overseas or right here, it's all the same from my experience.
Can they get back to where they started?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they want to.
It's my experience in spirit attachment with those who are conscious. It's like you're communicating with somebody who's in the physical form. The only difference is they're missing their physical body. So they can reason, they can feel, they have the emotions, which I think is why they're still in this transitional space. They haven't quite grasped that.
Do you think they know they're dead?
Sometimes no. Yeah, sometimes no.
I wonder what it's like if you pass on, assuming that there is an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you see your body there, right? And I mean, does it dawn on some people that, hey, that's me. Oh my gosh, this is death.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Well, my experience when I had my near-death experience was just that. I saw my body. I got frightened for a few moments and thought, what the heck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm dreaming. I don't know where I am. And then as soon as I relaxed into the experience, I was just immediately transported up to this consciousness of light. So, yeah.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it. I think there's this wave of energy that's out there that consciousness is tapped into, that intuition is tapped into.
Yes.
You know, we're all part of the same. And, you know, I think that's what the spirit realm is. It's there.
Right.
It's part of it. Okay. Next up, we go to Omaha, Nebraska. Bob's turn on Coast to Coast. Bob?
Good. Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm already a real big fan. I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks now, and I definitely appreciate what you do. Just a quick question for you. Can spirits have a special attachment to children? And the reason is my baby sister, when she was born, the house in which we lived in, her grandmother actually committed suicide back in the 60s then.
Mm.
And every time she would get really upset, when I was younger, I would notice a lot of weird things would start happening in the house. And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
The answer is yes, they can attach themselves to children. And Erica, tell us why.
Well, children are no different than adults in the sense that, you know, they have their physical bodies. The only difference is that, you know, they're still really attached to the other side, depending on how young or old the child is.
A lot of kids have imaginary friends that might not be imaginary.
Absolutely. And some of them, you know, depending on your belief system, can be angels, guardian angels, spirit guides. They're still really connected. They might not even be a quote-unquote ghost. It might just be something that's still connected to our spirits.